The seven cows that are rakois and ra'ois. Okay, which we know rakois means they've been withheld from food, and the ra'ois which are ascending. Sheva shanim heina, there are 7 years. V'sheva hashibulim harakois v'hashudufas hakudim. V'yushnev sheva shneidav. Okay, so this over here is who says in the targum. The targum. I thought I had the targum over here. I guess not. What happened over here? Resources. What happened? The targum. Targumim. Here we go. I thought we had it here. Targum. V'ushva torto chasichosa. The seven oxen that have been withheld. According to the Targum, the word rakois means been withheld. Okay, uvi shasa means the seven ones that are ra, the sulkan basrehoin that are coming up after the good cows. Shiva shenin inon, they are 7 years. So shiva shublayo lok yosa, and the seven stalks that are rakois. So here the word rakois he translates as lokyo, so they've been smitten, they've been hit. Lokyo sa dish kifon, okay, kidum, which we explained to mean, we didn't really explain too well, but we'll learn for right now, they've been smitten by an eastern wind. Yehiyu shevash neda, of these are 7 years of famine. Rashi, what does Rashi in this pasuk say? I thought we had it here before, but I guess not. Mefarshim, back on Rashi. There is no Rashi on this pasuk. Okay, let's now go to the next one. Hu adavar, this is the matter. Asher dibarti el paro asher hu elokim oiseh hero es paro. What Hashem is planning to do, he has shown paro. What does the Targum say? Hu piskamodi ma leilis im paro. This is the piskam. This is the matter which I have spoken with paro. Di Hashem osid li ve'bad. What Hashem is planning to do, Achazel Faro, he has shown the Paro. Alright, that's pretty straightforward. Pasuk 29. Hine, behold, Sheva Shalim Bois, Sovo Godol B'chol Eretz Mitzroyim. Okay, over here, he says to Paro that, behold, 7 years are coming. We discussed this yesterday. Does time travel, or do we travel through time? The Pasuk here seems to indicate that time travels. They are coming. Sova Gadol B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. There's going to be plenty. There's going to be great plenty in the land of Mitzrayim. What is over here in the Targum? Targum, this pasuk says, V'kumun, it will be established. Shiva Shnei Chaf. No, that's the wrong pasuk. Pasuk Chaf 29. Chaf 9. Ha, behold, Shiva Shnei Osion, Sivon, Rabba B'chol Aradim Mitzrayim. What does Rashi say? Nothing. After the 7 years of plenty, there's going to be 7 years of famine. And it will be forgotten, all of the plenty in the land of Mitzrayim, and the Ra'av will finish off the land. What does the Targum say on this? Pasuk Lamed. V'kumun seva shnei chafna basrehon. There will be 7 years of famine afterwards. V'yitinshe, it will be forgotten. Okay, so this word means to forget. It will be forgotten, all of the blessing of the land. Okay, it will be forgotten, all of the blessing. During these 7 years, let's have over here an issue, 1 second. Something over here is not correct. Okay, I need to... Alright, I'll just take care of something. Oh no. Please bear with me one moment, please. Okay, please bear with me one moment. I have a little bit of an issue over here. 1 second. I'm sorry. Something over here happened. Got a problem here. Sorry, 1 second, please. Sorry about that. Ay, 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 ay. How come all these things have to happen at a long time? Okay, let's try this again. I'm sorry. Okay, now the Kumon will come 7 years of Kafna Bispasrian, the Tinshe Kol Sivan, all of the blessing will be forgotten, the Arad and Mitzrayim, Vishaitse Kafna Yos Amo Anda. Now Vishaitse here means Vishaitse means it will finish off. This means Vichila. Vichila Hara Avesarets. Vishaitse means will finish off Kafna the famine, Yos. Ama yos aru the land. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "V'nishkach kol hasava hu pisroin habaliyah." This is the interpretation of the swallowing. When it said in the previous, in the dream, that the stalks that are lean, that are withered, are going to swallow the stalks that are fat and luscious and delicious. The swallowing, that is a reference, Rashi over here is telling us, that's what it means over here, nishkach, to forget. All of the blessing will be forgotten. This interpretation corresponds to the swallowing, which is very, very interesting. That when a person swallows, you're forgetting. Isn't that amazing? That, because, you know, we have many, many times, Yishav olucha, pen tishkach es Hashem olukecha. Don't forget Hashem. When does a person come to a point of forgetting? When he swallows. Now it's very interesting that you find people, when you make brachas, when you make a bracha, so the bracha acharina, it's always so hard to make, to bench properly, or to make a bracha acharina. Why? Because I already had the food. It's already done. It's already swallowed. And once you swallow the food, you tend to forget how hungry you were and how important it was for you to have this meal. It's a very big nisayon to daven, to bench properly, but it's much less of a nisayon to make a bracha rishona. Many people, when they make the bracha rishona, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, borei minei mezonos. People are somehow they're able to have more kavana. Now you'll say, well, it's because it's much shorter. It's not such a long bracha. Not true. Think about the Baruch Nefashos. Person sits down and he has a drink. So it's much easier for a person to make the bracha Rishona Shahakol Niyeh Bidvaroi than it is to make the Baruch Nefashos. Even though they're just about the difference in the size of the bracha is not that much. What's the difference? The difference is because before you drink, you have the drink, you're thirsty. The reason why you're having a drink is because you're thirsty. And when you're thirsty, you have a need. And when you have a need, you're in a frame of mind where you recognize, I really need you, Hashem, to give me food. But when you finish eating, I'm done with you, Hashem. I have the upper hand. I already consumed the food. I already forgot about you. It's really amazing that these words of Nishkach Kol Hasova corresponds to the swallowing. When a person swallows, that's already when he tends to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's just go back over here. When the Vinishin Nikol HaSavohu HaPishrein HaBaliyah. Okay, there's nothing really. Let's go further. Pasuk over here is, now we go to Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Pasuk Chaf Aleph is V'lo Yivada, and when it will not be known. When the swallowing occurs, And the good stalks swallowed the lean stalks, and the fat cows swallowed the lean cows. What does it say? It says, "V'lo yivoda hasova ba'aretz." It will not be known the plenty in the land, mibnei haro'av alhu acharichein, because of the famine that will come afterwards. Ki chaved hu me'oid. This is what Yosef says to Paro, that the famine will be so great, it will not be known, the sava that existed, because of the famine that came afterwards, it will be extremely intense. Let's see, what is over here in the Targum? Targum says, V'lo yisyeda soiv'a, ba'ara min kodam kafna, min, because of the kafna hahu, dihe bosachin, are takefu lachado, it will be very, very intense. What does Rashi say in this pasuk? Okay, part of the dream was that when it came to the fat cows, It was not even noticeable. After the thin cows, the lean cows, swallowed the fat cows, it was not noticeable that the fat cows, it was not noticeable that the fat cows swallowed, that the fat cows ever existed. Because when the lean cows swallowed the lean cows did not get any larger than they were before. It was v'loy noida. And that is the interpretation of v'loy noida. Now, I don't know about you, but during COVID, and still true, during the intensity of COVID, I really felt like everything that existed before, like, never existed. It's like COVID did so much damage. It wiped out the memories of what life used to be like. And I often would think about this pasuk, V'lo yivoda hasova ba'aretz, v'mnei horo'ov ahu achrechina. It's not a matter of famine, Baruch Hashem, Chasei Hashem, it wasn't, I don't think it was famine, but the intensity of the lockdown and the fear of dying and the fear of getting sick and the fear of transmitting the disease was so intense, and still is. It still is intense. Nothing really, you know, just we got used to it a little bit. But it changed life to such a degree where, you know, for some people, at least for me, this pasuk really lingered in my mind. It's v'lo yivada. Like we forgot about what used to be back in the day, back in the good old days. Okay, let's now go further. Pasik chaf, lamed beis. The al hi shenois hachalem el paro palmam. The fact that the dream was repeated twice. Ki nachoin hadavar meim hu elokim umimaher elokim la'asesoi. The fact that it's been repeated twice, because the thing is certain. The matter is certain before Hashem. Meim elokim umimaher elokim la'asesoi kol shparchu. Will swiftly implement this dream. What does it say over here in the Targum? What is in the Targum? Targum says, V'al di'itanes chalmo l'padoi tartein. I'm sorry, one second. Sure, yeah, put it away. Is there a charger there?
Yeah.
You have to put it in? Okay, sure, just turn the other way around.
Then move this to there.
Just turn the other way. No, it's good. It's fine. It's fine. Just turn the way. Turn it. Just play with it until it fits in. Okay.
Fine.
Got it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. Very good. Okay. I'm sorry about that. The al titanes chelva leparo tartein zin. And the fact that the dream was repeated. The dream was repeated twice. The fact that it was repeated twice. Are they? Now here's the word takein. Takein over here means it is nachon. Nachon means it is certain, it has been established. Piskamo min kadam, the matter, the dovar. Dovar is always translated by the Targum as the word, the piskam. Piskam is the translation for the word dovar. Min kadam Hashem, from before Hashem. V'yochi Hashem l'merdena. V'yochi means a very interesting word. The word v'yochi means swift. That this is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans to implement in the very near future. Okay. Let's now take a look at Rashi on this pasuk. Nochoin, Rashi translates mizumon. Mizumon, it is prepared. So it would appear at face value that there is a disagreement between Unkelus and Rashi with regard to the word nochoin. Ki nachon hadavar me'im ho elokim. Either it means, according to Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared. The word prepare has a different, very different connotation than the word mesukan, tikkun. Tikkun means it's not just prepared, it's ready to go. It's established. The matter is takein. Takein means also, you can say the word takein also means to be prepared. Okay, so either means prepared, misukan, the word, those two words are a little bit similar. Okay, now up to pasuk lamid gimel, lag bo'imer. V'yatoa now yere far paro shall. Now here's a good word, yere. Yere means shall see. But in this context, it means to find. Ish, a man, navon, who is discerning. Okay, v'chacham, who is wise. Vishisehu al Eretz Mitzroim, and you shall set him upon the land of Egypt. You shall appoint him. Now, what does the Targum here say? Ucha'an means now. We had that word many, many times. Yechazeh Faro. Paro shall. Here we have the word Yechazeh, which comes from the word Yere, Re'iyo. Paro shall see. Gvar man, that's Suchla son. The word Suchla son is very interesting, is how he translates the word Navon. Navon, the translation in Hebrew, Navon means Suchla son, which means, does a person have Seichel? Seichel Toif. What does it mean to have Seichel? It means, you know, a person is a smart person. Vechakim, you shall be wise. Uminei, you shall appoint him al-Arad, the Mishram, the land on the land of Egypt. What does Rashi on this pasuk say? Rashi here says, there is no Rashi on this pasuk. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk, I really feel that I should be looking at the same time at the Ma'at Tzori. Let me just turn over here to the Ma'at Tzori for one moment. Parashas Vayeshev, Perek 41. 41 pasuk chaf, lamed, gimel. Now there are indeed a lot of different things in insights over here in the Targum. Okay, the word suchlasun is seichel. Now by the way, the word seichel we ordinarily spell with a sin, not with a samach. Obviously the Targum holds that the samach and the sin here are interchangeable, so the word navon means a person who has seichel. Targum uses the letter samach when we usually use the letter sin. Okay, the next thing he writes over here, she shall appoint him upon the land of Egypt. Vima nene. This person shall be appointed. Now that's what he used the word vishisehu. Vishisehu in the pasuk is translated by the Targum as vima nene, which means to be appointed. Okay, I'm not sure what he means Sylvia, so let's go further. Let's go to the next one. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Yikab Subunai, what shall he do? Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Ya'aseh Faro, Paro shall do the following. V'yafked Pekidim Al-Aretz. Paro shall appoint officers upon the land. And what shall these officers do? V'chimesh Es Eretz Mitzrayim. They shall divide into five portions. A chumash. Chamisha chumshei Torah. Torah has five parts. They shall divide the five parts as Eretz Mitzrayim b'sheva shnei hasava in the 7 years of plenty. In the 7 years of plenty, they shall divide the land into five parts. Now let's see exactly what they means over here first in the Targum. Targum says, what shall they do? V'yichnishun. Now, are we on the right pasuk over here? No, that's the wrong pasuk. Pasuk here is V'yabed Paro. Paro shall do the following. V'mane, he shall appoint Mehem Nin. What does it mean, a Mehem Nin? It means an officer, obviously. I'll add upon the land. V'zorez. Now, he shall. This is a very, very important word here. The Targum over here translates the word V'chimesh. I told you the word V'chimesh comes from the Lashon of Chamisha. Chamisha chumshei Torah. That's not what the Targum says. The Targum says word v'chimesh means to prepare. It means nothing more than to prepare. To prepare. Yos aro de Mitzrayim b'sheva during the 7 years shnei soiva. Now let's first see Rashi, then we're going to go back to the Targum. Rashi says v'chimesh ke targumo, like what the Targum says. V'zorzum. That's not exactly what it says in the Targum, but it's close enough. V'chein v'chamushim olu v'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. In Parshas Bo, when it says the Klal Yisrael, they left Egypt after the 10 Makos, it says v'chamushim. What is the meaning of the word v'chamushim? There are many translations, but I think the most popular translation is not a true translation, it's just the Medrash. And the Medrash says the word v'chamushim means a fifth. Comes from the word five, and in this context it means one-fifth. It means only one-fifth of the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. Four-fifths of the Jewish people died during the days of Choshech. During, can you imagine such statistics? Even in the Holocaust, only 1/3 of the Jewish people were killed in the Holocaust from the total population of Jews. Here there were approximately 15 million Jews, and 6 million were killed. So it's a little bit more than a third. And here in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says that 4/5 of the Jewish people died, and only 1/5 of the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. And that's what it means, V'chamushim. However, that's not the only translation. In fact, that's not even the correct translation. That's just more of a Midrashic translation. The word V'chamushim simply means they were armed. They had weapons. They left Egypt with weapons. And the other interpretation, which Rashi over here is coming to draw from, means they went out prepared. Mizumonim. They went out prepared. Vizorzun. Vizorzun. I think you mean, though, maybe not. Maybe this means they went out armed with weapons. I made a mistake. Getargumo vizorzun. So what does it mean over here? V'chimesh eretz Mitzrayim, you shall arm? It means weapons? Or it means to prepare? I'm not sure. I thought over here in this context, I thought it says to prepare. But sometimes it also can mean that they were weaponized. Okay, so let's now go back to the Targum one more time, and let's take a closer look what it says over here. That during these years, Yabe Paro shall do the following, Vimanehi shall appoint, Mehemnin. Mehemnin means people of faith. Okay, that's a different translation than what I said before. I said before people that are officers, but here he's saying the word Mehemnin, which is related to the people of faith. Al ara upon the land, vizoreis, and you shall arm. You shall supply people with weapons. Yos ara de Mitzrayim b'sheva shnei serva. So let me now take out the Ma'at Tzori, and let's see what he says, because it's obviously this is a really great pasuk, which is going to bring out many very fascinating yisoides. So I'm first going to the word of Mehemin. Paro shall appoint during these 7 years of plenty. During the years of plenty, he shall appoint officers, pekidim. And what is a pekid in the Targum? Mehemnin. So here he writes over here, unbelievable, anoshim ne'emonim. The precise translation of the Aramaic word for pekidim, which Rashi has selected to be mehemnin, means people who are trustworthy, honest people. It's an amazing pshat. I never knew that. You have in the Megillah Esther, you have the Afkeh Hamelech Pekidim, B'chol Medina Es Malchusoy, V'Yikbitzu Es Kol Melech Besulah. So there, in the Megillah, you also have the word Pekidim multiple times. And there, according to the Targum, the word Pekidim means a person who's an honest person. It doesn't just mean an officer. Get the job done. We don't care if you're honest, you're not honest. Round up all the girls. Round up, collect all the money. Collect, guard all the produce. We care if you're honest, you're not honest. That's a secondary. You just pay them enough money and have an accounting. You'll make sure they didn't do the job. You don't need honesty. No. Obviously, the Yosef over here is giving advice. It's very insightful. What exactly here? People have studied this. The Mefarshim have studied literally every single letter of the advice that Yosef is giving to Paro. And this is not something to be taken lightly. If not for Yosef, you would think, if not for the Targum, you would think, Yosef is giving advice to Paro, go out on a hiring spree. Hire as many people who are willing to work as you possibly can. And have them just do the job. Look, if there's a little corruption here, a little corruption there, no, that's life, who cares? No, the people you have to hire have to be honest people. Mehemnin, honest, good old-fashioned, honest people. Okay, look at the word over here. Nachum, the word over here, mehemnin, anoshim ne'emonim, mitzarachim, shloitirgim, pekidim, memunim. Aldas Targum L'El, the Od Nirish Targum L'Fi HaKavana. Okay, so that, and also here in the Ma'at Sari, he makes that point because there are other words that we would expect the Targum to translate Pekidim, and they did not do so. There has to be honesty. Next, Vizorzun. It means to arm. Okay, I made a mistake. It doesn't mean to prepare. It means these officers have to be given weapons. No one should dare steal. V'zorzun, shmiras hatavuv hachzakosam shelo yi'avinim davar. V'gam rashi perush lashon zeirus. Hischazkus, v'ayim hashakosav le'el. And see what it says, le'el, before. Pei goes before. Okay, v'chimesh, he goes on to explain this. V'tirgim b'loshon rabim, d'loik loshon hakosav hakavon b'mehenin. Okay, v'edek v'l'paro. Okay, then he goes on to discuss another interpretation. Ein v'chimesh shichu chachimesh k'moy sheperishu Ibn Ezra and Rashbam v'radak. Okay, other commentators tell us the word. They tell us that the word v'chimesh means you shall take and put away 1/5 of the produce shall be put away for later, for a rainy day. Okay, so what are we taking out of here? What you say this, I'm taking out of this pasuk over here. He's giving advice. The afkeid pekidim, the first thing is he shall appoint honest people. Al aretz, v'chimesh, either it means, targum, he shall give these honest people weapons to make sure that nobody touches the surplus. Or, what it means is, v'chimesh, taxes. They shall tax the people. 20% of your income goes to Paro to put away for a rainy day. 20% shall be put away in storage. Okay, so these are two translations for the pasuk which are essential. In economics, that's a very big number. I don't know anything about economics. I don't even think I took one economics class in college. Economics is not my thing. That's why I can't even scratch together a nickel. Economics somehow is not my thing. My father was an economist. He had a PhD in economics. He taught economics his entire life. My mother always used to ask my father, if you have a PhD in economics, so how come you're not very, very wealthy? So my father would say, Loi lach achomim halechem. Okay, economics, just because you know economics doesn't mean, you know, you always see all the big economists, Milton Friedman. He wasn't wealthy. He wasn't known to be wealthy.
Rich people don't waste their time being economists or economical.
Just because you know how the economy works doesn't mean you'll make any money. Okay, so here we have over here. We have over here v'chimesh 20%, but I know in economics that's a very important number. They say that if the GDP, if the deficit of the country is 20% of the GDP, I don't even know what I'm talking about. The gross domestic product, is that what they say? If the deficit, there's something about the number 20%. The country is in a very, very dangerous situation. If the deficit is, that's the statistical, analysis, very dangerous when you get to the number 20%. The economy can begin to falter. And I think in the United States, they were saying that during Corona, is that the government is spending a crazy amount of money on all different types of things, vaccines and disinvestments. When you get to that number, you're really getting to a very dangerous, dangerous state. So here Yosef is taxing the country in preparation 20% of the gross domestic product. Okay, people are earning money. He's doing it the other way around. He's not spending, he's taking. And I guess the number works both ways. People are earning, he's taking away from them a tax, 20% tax. That's not so bad. Think about that. Today, the government takes a lot more from people. They take from people who even 60%. It's unbelievable. You find yourself in the wrong tax bracket. You can be working most of the year for the government, and you don't get to keep much of your money. 20%. Okay, so there's three very fascinating yesodos in this pasuk. Number one, what does it mean to pokid, onkelos, and honest man? When it says v'chimesh, Uncle says they shall be given weapons, trained in bearing arms, because when you're going to collect the plenty, it's not telling us then according to Uncle how much of the plenty, how much is going to be put away. It does not tell us how the tax scale. doesn't tell us the formula. It just says, in the next pasuk, you shall collect the grain. Doesn't say how much. Maybe it was 100%. Maybe it was 50%. Maybe it was 20%. Doesn't say. All it says is, the tax collectors, they came to collect with weapons. Nobody got away with it. And according to the other interpretation of the Radak and all the other Ibn Ezra, all the Farshim, he points out over here, the Chimesh means no. It doesn't say they came with weapons. It says they taxed the people of the country 20%. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chavhei, v'yikbitzu, they shall collect es kol oichel hashanim hatavos, the food of the good years, haba'ois, ha'ele, which are coming. Again, this theme which we mentioned many times, the time is traveling towards us. V'yitzpiru var. Now here we have a very big problem. We have two words which seemingly mean exactly the same thing. First it says v'yikbitzu, and then it says v'yitzpiru. The word yitzpiru really means to pile. V'yikbitzu means to gather. Gather all of the ochel, and pile up, the bar is the grain. What's the difference? What, yikbutsu means you're going to take all of the boxes of matzah in the supermarket and collect them and gather them? And the yitzbuba means the raw material? Maybe. Let's see, tachas. Now, what does this pasuk mean under? Yad paro, under the authority of paro, ochel be'arim, food in the cities, vishamaru. In other words, he federalized. What kind of economy did Egypt have? Was it a feudal system with lords and serfs? I mean, I don't even know how these systems work. Was it a capitalist system? Was it a communist system? It would appear here that Yosef over here is telling Paro, you have to change the type of government that you have. In order for the plan to work, it has to be the Yad Paro. The king has to declare a state of emergency and demand emergency powers to do things that ordinarily he can't do. What right does the federal government have to come into the state and do things? You know, they have a kind of, this country is very people learning all these things now, with all these laws and mandates and who knows what. People are becoming educated very quickly who have absolutely no knowledge of the way the government works. It's very sophisticated. I didn't know a lot of these things. I still don't know anything. Is that the way the government is broken up? There are a lot of things that the federal government really has no business. Like, I always thought that, you know, you learn Gemara, you thought, you know, you have the city and the state has eminent domain. If the state wants to mishacharayin into the city, they want to go and go and override a law of the city, the state can do so. And if the federal government wants, they can do whatever they want. The federal government can go into the state, can go into the city. They can override whatever they want. That's, you know, it's amazing. That's not true. They really don't have the power. The federal government has limited powers. In fact, the powers of the federal government are very limited. Very limited. Very limited. The one that has power really is the state. It seems the state does have power over the local cities. The cities can't always tell the state to get lost. There are maybe some things, but it's an incredible system of government that they have here in America, where to a very large degree, a state can tell the federal government, get lost. You have no shlita over us. We're totally independent. Get out of here. It's an amazing thing. So here you have people, you have a country. Obviously, every country is too big to be governed by one authority. Doesn't work. You can't have one authority govern a whole country. You have to have some type of hierarchy where you have a local community, you have a city, you have a state, you have the federal government. So now when it comes time to make a national collection, is this going to be a federal collection or is it going to be a local state collection? Remember when the TSA became federalized after 9/11? After 9/11, before 9/11, every state provides their own security. You go to the airports, every single state decides the degree, what level of security they want to provide in the airport. Everyone does whatever they want to do. And I guess people, they haven't understood. If you're going to fly to California to New York, so if the people in California are not satisfied with the way the state of New York is handling security, so don't fly to New York. Vizehu, it's your, it's a private country. Do whatever you want. If you see that in New York they're not handling security to your satisfaction, so don't fly to New York. So New York's going to lose a lot of business. So New York will go and they'll improve the security. But basically, don't tell us what to do. After 9/11, along came the federal government, and they shoved it down everyone's throat. Guess what? We're taking over security. No longer will the security be in the hands of the individual states. We're forming a new agency called the TSA, which will handle security throughout the entire country from beginning to end. And who's going to pay for this? You, the taxpayer, will pay for this new service, this new agency that we're going to create, which is going to cost billions of dollars. So here is the point in this pasuk: the yitzburu var tachas yad paro. Don't make light of those words. Yosef didn't just tell paro the yitzburu bar oichel be'odim v'shomer. If the pasuk would have left out the words tachas yad paro, believe me, none of us would have even noticed the difference. You wouldn't even, never in a million years, notice that there's anything missing in the pasuk. That's because we have absolutely no clue as to the economy, what kind of economy existed in the time of Egypt. And it could have very well have been, it was just like talk about the TSA, before 9/11, after 9/11. Before 9/11, who was in charge of putting away grain in the national reserves? Right now, Biden, he opened up the oil reserves. The United States has oil stashed away for a rainy day. So because the price of gasoline is going through the roof, so to lower the price, he opened up the oil reserves. Oil reserves. So who is in charge of filling up the oil reserves? How do you put oil away in storage for a rainy day? How do you do that? Is it done on a state level or is it done on a federal level? I don't know how it works. But here it seems that before this event, the putting away of food for a time of emergency was handled locally by the locals. And now Yosef says, Paro, if you really want to survive this, it's time to federalize the entire country, and it's going to be a government project, a federal government project, tachas yad Paro, in order to put the food, get the food away ready for later on. Tachas yad Paro, oichel b'odim b'shomaru, food in the cities, and it shall be guarded. Okay, now what's all this? Let's see what here's Targum. Targum starts off by telling us, V'yichneshun yoskol ibur shanaya, you shall gather all of the ibur. Ibur means the produce. Now, that's a very interesting word. That's not what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says the word ochel, food. And he's coming to translate the word ochel with the word ibur. Shanaya, tovan of the good years, the osan hilain, v'yitzbrun iburah. Look at this. The same exact word. Here it says ochel, and here it says bor. And first he translates it with the word ibur, the yield, and then when it says bar again, he translates it with the word yield. What's going on? Two different words. Likewise, you know, here he does say v'yichneshun, which means to gather, and here he says v'yitzberu, which is correct, v'yitzberun, to chois underneath yedod de paro, the authority of paro, ibura bekir vayo. Ibura means the yield, bikir vaya, in the city, the yitrun, and it shall be guarded. Let's see Rashi, if you shed some light, then we have to go to the Ma'atzori. Es oichel. So Rashi right away gets excited. Oichel is shem dover hu. Lefichach taimai be'alef. It is a noun. Oichel is food. That's why tamo means oichel, not ochel. Nouns are mile'el. The emphasis is on the second to last syllable. Ochel, v'nakud b'patach katan. It's with a patach katan, which is what is called a patach katan. It's called ochel. Ochel, the patach katan is what? What's the patach katan? Ochel. Pat. I don't know what that means. A patach katan means the segel. I don't know what he means by that. The ochel shu poal, an ochel, which is a verb, going ki kol ochel, anyone who eats, tamo lamat oki oki kol ochel, and lamat lamat of the chaf, vinakud komots katan, ki kol ochel, komots katan. What's called a komots katan? I guess it has to be the tsere. This always confuses me, I don't know this. Is Rashi has a very different vocabulary for the nikud. Rashi's vocabulary is different, so you always have to be able to dictionary. You have to always be able to figure out what does Rashi really mean when he says certain terms in reference to the nikudos. So I think what he means over here is what Rashi calls a komots katan. A komots katan. He calls that what we call a tsere, ochel, and what we called a segal, he calls it a patach koton. Okay, there's a komatz koton and a patach koton. What we call a segal, three dots, it appears, Rashi calls a patach koton. And what we call itzere, Rashi calls a komatz katan. Okay, so this is what it says over here. This is, so therefore we have two things. You have ochel. Ochel means food, and eating is ochel is milra, where the emphasis is on the end, is on the end of the word. Okay, is on the end of the word. Oh no, I did this again. Okay, let's go. Okay, so this is. Okay, let's see. Tachas yad paroi, so birishusoi, with his permission, uvi oitzroi sov, and it shall go into his storage, his authority, birishusoi's authority, and the food will go into his storage house, not the locals, but into the public. Okay, what does the unkelus say over here? Did we do everything? So unkelus, the problem here we have to finish over the unkelus is the unkelus. What is very unique about Unkelus is that he translates to an ochel and the word bar as exactly the same. And that needs explanation. So let's quickly look at Pasuk Chafhei in the Ma'at Tzori, and these differences. So here he says a few things. Ibur Tevua Uchelash Nakash Ve'echol Me'ev Haaretz Kira Adas Avdash Yedah Lom Shashamah Shagodol B'shonah Sh'ovra Nikra Boshna Kosov Avur, Mashi Gadli Boshon Habo, Nikra Tavuah. Okay, so it's, but in our case, it's not going to make a difference. The Yetzrun, Ke lo Tigim Vichneshun, Shekem and Shagvar Tigim Vichmetsu Vichneshun, Mash Kosov Achel Vitsu, Yeshlo Zemashos Nesefes, Hainush Nikonsu, Lo Itse, Ubur Oichel. It doesn't really explain. Yad Nehem, the Yad Nemoni, ooh. Yad never the power of Hoysa Mil Man Money Alosh Nakasov. It's a Khin my Hutzrich Lois Safa. Fine. Okay, one of the points that we did not make is at the end, I didn't realize that. And the Targum says, no, he had a different version. Interesting. Our gears over here, Tachas Yad Paro, is to Chois Yudo de Paro. In the Unkelis of the Chumash I have in front of me, go look in the article, see what it says there. When it says Tachas Yad Paro, he has another word, Tachos Yad Mehemne Paro, the honest hand, the faithful hand of Paro. It didn't say that in the Pasuk. Where did it say that in the Pasuk? Who added that? It didn't say that. Where did Unkelus get underneath the honest hand of Paro? No corruption. Just like above it said Pekidim. And their uncle has said it means people who are trustworthy. Likewise here, when it says the Yad Paro, it means people who are trustworthy. You don't need, the worst thing you can possibly have in government is when the government is corrupt. All right, I thank you all for coming and listening. Hopefully we learned something over here. I certainly did. Certainly very worthy for me to share. I don't know how it is for you. I don't want to bore you to death.
Very good. Did you go across the street?
Yes, I did. I had to do a lot of Baruch Hashem. I did a lot of things today, Baruch Hashem. I went across the street. I was there talking to Burton Jaffa for a very long time. But now
in Macomb now. He's in charge of the Women's League. Change the name.
What does he do?
The Women's League, like Hass, there's a group called the Women's League.
Yeah.
And he's the
executive director. He used to work for Petach for many, many years.
Yeah.
And then you know what he did for Tekufa? He was a translator in Maimonides, I think. He was a translator.
Yeah, I think Petach was taken over by the Chassidish Haile.
Yeah?
They pushed him out.
They pushed him out?
Yeah, it was taken over by Chassidish
Haile. Could be. These type of jobs, you go from one, that's how they go, these jobs. But I'm sure he did very well. He did very well in those positions. He worked there for so many years. He worked there for a very long time. He ran the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, sign.
Okay, good night. See
good
you
night.
Tomorrow.
Take care. Be well. Zygazin. Mm-hmm.